Does it?
No.
Okay, just asking. For a friend, we are at 5 o'clock. We'll check in with Skipper. We'll get the Wall Street Business Report. In the meantime, Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. They're ready for you when you're ready for a car, whether it's for a brand new driver in the family or you are, well, there's a Corvette over there. It's 25 years old, but it's only got 64,000 square miles, and it's been vetted to the max. Whatever you're looking for a new driver in the family, you want to make sure the car you're buying has reliable driving miles on it. And they've taken that guarantee, John Ingram over there at Jack Ingram Select, to the maximum level. 84 multi-point inspection. Certified technicians to ensure it meets the manufacturer's high standards. Taking the guesswork out of buying the car, your certified pre-owned vehicle is inspected, reconditioned, comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and a limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. Special financing offers are available. Free Carfax vehicle history report. 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of the warranty and rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period. In addition to that beautiful red Corvette, they have sedans, SUVs, and prices from just under $10,000. Depends on what you want to buy and how much you want to spend. But they'll get you done with 25 lending partners. You can love what you drive when you stop by Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard, jackingramselect.com. Skipper, you go first. I'll see you in a bit.
We have a bunch of accidents. Highway 31, if you're leaving Prattville, just about the time you get to the Alabama River Bridge, got a minor accident there. 3200 block of Old Selma Road in Montgomery. That is right off 31 on Old Selma. That's a minor accident. 2300 block of Day Street. If you're exiting I-85 southbound on today, it's going to be right near that first red light you come to. And if you're exiting I-65 northbound at Highway 14 headed into Millbrook, right in front of the closed-down Chevron, we've got a two-vehicle accident there. Folks walking around, please use caution. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Just very busy everywhere else this afternoon. Whether your credit's good or bad, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center in Wetumpka, 567-9000. That's 567-9000, NMLS 232876. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
You're tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tapes.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks drifted lower on Wall Street, pulling the market slightly below the record highs it reached last week. The S&P 500 slipping 0.4%, but still on track for its fourth straight winning month. Domino's Pizza jumped to one of the market's biggest gains after reporting stronger profit than expected. Amazon slipped after officially joining the Dow. Japanese stocks set more records. Treasury yields ticked higher, but the bond market was mostly quiet. The Dow was down 62 points to finish at 39,069. The NASDAQ lost 20 points to 15,976. The S&P 500 dropped 19 points to 50.69. New York oil rose $1.09 to $77.58 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Now a star is born. On February 26, 1852, the world welcomed little baby John Kellogg. The inventor of cornflakes was welcomed into the world as only he could.
It's a boy, and he's great!
John Kellogg, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a tad after five. How much is a tad? I have no idea. Jesse, what's next?
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a strong winter storm is expected to dump heavy mountain snow in parts of the West, while much of the Midwest will be basking in unseasonable warm conditions. The National Weather Service says the winter storm will move across the Pacific Northwest Monday into Tuesday, creating near blizzard conditions in some places with 1 or 2 inches of snow an hour over the Oregon Cascades and Northern Rockies Monday before moving into the Great Basin and Central Rockies on Tuesday. The Federal Trade Commission is suing to block a proposed merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC says the $24.6 billion deal would eliminate competition and lead to higher prices for millions of Americans. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points, the NASDAQ dropped 20. More details at srnnews.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Next, no rent. Bada Kefker. My boss been wet. Palmas. True Ender Dash Dubba Depressor.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today I am going to teach you how to speak Bidenese. I'm going to teach you a few words and then we'll get the proper pronunciation and context from the master himself, President Joe Biden. The first word I'm going to teach you today is Nexnosrent. Nexnosrent. President Biden will now demonstrate this word for us.
Donald Trump does pose an Nexnosrent to this. It's not hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical. Nexnosrent. Okay, the next word we've got is Bada Kefker. Badekefcare. Say it. Try it. Badekefcare. President Biden?
Barack and I think it's a right for people to have Badekefcare.
Next, my bust's been wet. Now, a common error on this one is people put the stress on the wrong syllable. It's not my bust's been wet. It's not my bust's been wet. It's my bust's been wet. Say it. My bust's been wet.
My bust's been wet.
Next, we have a word that's much simpler. Palmist. Palmist. Can you say palmist? President Biden, palmist.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist with the palmist who wrote these following words.
All right, now that you've got four words in the bag, we're going to move on to a really complex Bidenese word. Do you think you're ready for it? You're going to really have to pay attention here. This is sort of advanced level Bidenese. Very long word, okay? This is what it is. It's a very long word. Are you ready? Truender dash dubba depressure. Truender dash dubba depressure. One word. One word. Truender dash dubba depressure. Say it a little more quickly. Truender dash dubba depressure. Truender dash dubba depressure. President Biden, go.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize truender dash dubba depressure.
Truender dash dubba depressure. You guys did fantastic. You learned five new words in a new language, and now you know more Bidenese than you knew yesterday. What can I do but leave President Biden with the last word?
So I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate.
Yeah, get her done. From correspondent Eddie Bader, Alabama Attorney General says explosive device detonated outside his office over the weekend.
Wow.
No motive given, but the incident came after Alabama AG Steve Marshall said he won't prosecute in vitro fertilization providers. Hmm. Yeah, that decision, that Supreme Court decision is getting a lot of, getting knocked around quite a bit. Not just by the left or in Democratic circles, but some more conservative states as well. Here's a story that is so typical of what's going on today, because they don't arrest anybody or keep any in jail in Chicago, so why not go to Wisconsin? Kind of like we have here, Montgomery thugs heading up to Prattville and Millbrook. Surveillance footage captured the moment a band of Utes from the Chicago area broke into a Wisconsin Jaguar Land Rover dealership and sped off with more than $500,000 worth of high-end vehicles, leading police on a dramatic 40-mile chase. Several black-clad individuals pulled up to the Waukesha dealership in the early hours on the 18th, pried open the key box, and got into nine cars. How do they get... Don't they have protection?
Yeah, alarms.
How do they get this... able to pry open a key box, not only get the keys, but then coordinate them to the cars that are sitting there on the lot? This is making very little sense.
Sounds like an inside deal.
One of the thieves got into a Land Rover Velar and used the car as a battering ram to smash through the garage door. The group ultimately made off with an enviable fleet that included a 2019 Porsche Macan, a 2020 Ford Land Rover Discovery Dynamic, and a 2021 Jaguar F-Type R Dynamic. The total value of all these vehicles... $583,339.
Wow.
Again, do I see anything about anybody being arrested here? No. No. I mentioned earlier, too, boomers are getting blamed for everything, including staying in their homes for decades. But you see, I'm really interested. I talked to my magazine publisher, Jim Watson, about this, about doing a boomer podcast. Fighting back, something, you know. It's just, what do? We did what we were told to do. Learn a skill. Get good at something. Go out. It's okay to be successful. It's okay to make money. Get yourself a nice house. Have a family. Even more than one child. And now we're like being held up to ridicule. And largely it's because many have homes with super low interest rates. The market stinks. Your only hope is to put an outrageous price on your home and hope that somebody wants it bad enough that they'll pay that price. Otherwise, stay there on the 3% mortgage. Call up Tom Latham at Penny Errand and have something really exciting added to your property. So once again, we are the target of ugliness. A word here, by the way, for speaking of family and home. Sometimes, even with the best efforts, families just don't stay together. And it can go a lot of ways. I'm going to tell you a very personal story here. My mom and dad, till she passed away, married 47 years. But in the middle of that, there was a year separation. It saved their marriage. And when my mom got sick, my dad held up his end of the wedding vows like nobody else could. He was so devoted. Sometimes those things work out for the best. But whatever the case, when you have two people looking out for themselves, it's good to have not only expert representation, but people who are the best at what I call the passion of advocacy. Going through that crisis, you've got to know that you have somebody on your side. So you can resist all urges to try and manage the situation yourself, because really what you're going to do is make it worse if that's the way you go about things. So avoid that temptation and get the best representation, knowing that whether it's a court of law, judges' chambers, a mediation, Duncan Tomlinson are qualified and excellent at all of these venues. Turn it over. That's the key to life. I learned that in rehab. We are so insecure that we don't trust anybody. Well, at some point, I think when, you know, you need help, you'll find out that trusting in Jacqueline Tomlinson and Dana Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law, is a smart move. Because they have the experience and know-how. And they will, trust me, when you meet them, if you need them to solve a family crisis, you'll know you've given your situation to people who will look out for you. And you can focus on yourself moving forward. Their number is 819-4810. They handle adoptions and all matters of family law at Duncan Tomlinson. Their web address is thealabamafamilylawyers.com. For Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We may talk to Jacqueline in a minute. Right now it's 519.
A bunch of accidents. Highway 31, if you're leaving Prattville, just about the time you get to the Alabama River Bridge, got a minor accident there. 3200 block of Old Selma Road in Montgomery. That is right off 31 on Old Selma. That's a minor accident. 2300 block of Day Street. If you're exiting I-85 southbound on today, it's going to be right near that first red light you come to. And if you're exiting I-65 northbound at Highway 14, headed into Millbrook, right in front of the closed-down Chevron, we've got a two-vehicle accident there. Folks walking around, please use caution. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Just very busy everywhere else this afternoon. Whether your credit's good or bad, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center in Wetumpka, 567-9000. That's 567-9000, NMLS 232876. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are getting a little taste of springtime in February, at least through the middle part of the week. Tonight will be increasingly cloudy but mild, overnight low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, probably our first 80-plus degree day of the year with a high temperature up to about 82, becoming breezy, partial sunshine. In fact, we may do it again on Wednesday with a high around 81, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms perhaps by Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, before ending Wednesday night. Then, behind that front, much colder on Leap Day Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
If you want to save money on your toner, it's easier than your ABCs. Cartridge World's online store, the letter C, worldmontgomery.com. Save money on gas and your toner at Cartridge World's online location. Just go to the letter C, worldmontgomery.com, or call 819-8797.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's go to South Carolina, where Lindsey Graham was greeted rudely but had something powerful to say about Trump.
Another man, not a lot of people know him. He doesn't do too much television. He happens to be a little bit further left than some of the people on the stage. But I always say, when I'm in trouble on the left, I call up Lindsey Graham and he straightens it out so fast. And I'll tell you, no, remember, him. He's a good man. Come up here, Lindsey. Come up here, Lindsey.
Get your trunk.
Come here.
That is a little guy.
Okay, are you ready? America, the nightmare you're facing is just about over. Help is on the way. This is the most qualified man to be president of the United States. And let it be said that South Carolina created the biggest political comeback in American history.
Awesome. Wow. I mean, given the... Oh, crap. Hello, are you there? Ah, did it. Hello? Hello? Jacqueline, please call back. My awkward finger is responsible for that.
Jacqueline, hold on.
I'll never do 6 miles before the show again, I promise. Is that you?
Did you hang up on me, Greg?
No, my finger hit the wrong... I hit the red button on the bottom instead of the middle one to put you on the air. So it's totally my fault.
I mean, it's fine. It's a Monday, all day.
I should be punished. Or something.
Sorry, we all make mistakes.
Hey, here is a... speaking of South Carolina, might have a thought on this. This woman admitting she's a Democrat who voted to stop Trump.
I voted for Trump because I trust him more than I do Haley.
Yeah, that's understandable. And as a candidate, Jacqueline, this is interesting for you. Insights.
I voted for Nikki Haley simply to, you know, maybe cancel out one of the Donald Trump.
You know, it's amazing. They want to cancel him for no other reason than personality.
It's wild.
It really is amazing and sad.
Yeah, yeah. Politics is crazy, though. I mean, I've been learning firsthand.
Like, yeah.
It's its own arena.
It really is. And it's hard to believe. Super Tuesday is a week from tomorrow.
It is a week from tomorrow. Wow. Thanks for reminding me, Greg.
Have you decided where you're going to watch the returns?
I think I'm going to be at home with my family, just being a mom, you know, doing the normal Tuesday night thing.
The normal Tuesday? What is the normal Tuesday night thing?
You know, getting my kids fed, doing a load of laundry, reading our accelerating reader book. Getting our clothes put out for the next day and bath. I don't know. Tuesday might be bath night. I don't know. I don't know. You know, just being a mom.
When you have clients that you handle in a divorce, they're single again, right? Do you ever offer them counsel on reentering the dating arena?
You know, actually we have. You know, and I think people learn a lot about themselves and about relationships going through a divorce.
Well, so that's why I say, you know, turn it over to you and Dana so that you can focus on yourself moving forward. But I have a list, and I may email you this because it's a list of 10 hobbies that make people undateable.
Is needle pointing on there? Please don't tell me needle pointing is there.
It's number one.
No,
I'm kidding. Needle pointing. Okay, it's right. Not even on the list. No.
Let's hear it.
A lot of us has to do with pranking people. You know, if you want to towel snap somebody when you're, you know, in high school, that's fine. But mean-spirited pranks, just for that's just, I hate that. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't like anything mean-spirited in general.
Obsession with celebrity culture.
Yes, that's strange.
You know, you think of a Swiftie when you go there. It says, being obsessed with politics. Now, this left-wing service that we get this from says, particularly when it's rage and hate-fueled. Well, if people are not in a rage and hating what's going on, I don't want them as a friend. So I'm canceling out number three.
Okay.
Bullfighting, dog fighting, or anything else that's harmful to animals.
Like, I personally don't know anybody that has a hobby like that, so I can't comment.
Right.
Like, I don't know anybody that's bullfighting in their backyard.
No.
Collecting controversial memorabilia, like things involving serial killers, pornography, taxidermy, or things with racist or hateful symbols.
Yeah, that would be a red flag.
It's just a hobby.
But who's doing that?
This is a top 10 list scientifically compiled from Reddit. Gambling, smoking weed, people who are extreme and obsessive about their hobbies that it consumes all their time, and it's a requirement that everybody around them share in that hobby. That makes it more than a hobby. And then people who have no hobbies whatsoever or no life whatsoever. Interesting little thing here.
Yeah.
I may send you that.
Yeah. Send that to me. I'd like to read that.
And by the way, as long as you're on the line and you have expertise in such a wide array of areas, laundry advice. We're washing our clothes too much.
I think Jared is having me wash his clothes too much, yes. But I think I'm washing my clothes the right amount of time.
Yeah, it says, you know, things you only wear once would be socks, underwear, undershirts, or anything with visible dirt. But otherwise, pants, sweaters, blouses, bras, pajamas, they don't need to be washed that much. And the more you wash it, the thinner it gets. I have some Marlin baseball pajamas that are just about as sheer as pantyhose from too much washing. And I'm got to run, but I want to leave you with one last thing.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I failed my driving test when they asked what I should do at a red light.
What did you say?
I said, usually check Twitter and see what people are up to on Facebook.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Jacqueline, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. What are you coming into the studio this week?
Someday this week. Text me after the show. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. 5:30, we'll check traffic in a moment, Rich's forecast, and then Miss Murray, the movie maven, to talk about the Screen Actors Guild Awards. And I'm interested this year because there are some really good movies up for Best Picture, some great actors up for Best Actor, and I could care less about all the glitz and all that crap, but you know I'm an Oppenheimer fan. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125. It matters when somebody's coming to your home to do a service, and the attitude they walk in the door with, that's critical. They're glad to be there providing a service, that's important. And making you feel comfortable. I promise you, the HVAC techs, the plumbers at Clark's are the best in the business. And for $180, a Clark's Club membership gets you 2 tune-ups to your system before each major seasonal change. If you were doing that a la carte, you would pay a lot more than $180 for one visit. So this is a great deal. And then you have that $180 also buys you the word now. So if something breaks or something happens with plumbing or heating and AC, they're on the way. You want to hear now, not tomorrow, not 2 days, now. That's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Let's give her with the latest on our roads, 531.
We had a crash earlier on Highway 31 coming out of Prattville, headed into Montgomery, right near the River Bridge. That turned out to be a moderate crash. We're still showing an active accident site there at the moment. So if you're coming out of Prattville on 31 headed to Montgomery, please use caution there. Everybody else trying to get out of Montgomery, and traffic is not too terrible at the moment. 85 northbound has light to moderate traffic. It's moving pretty briskly by Taylor Road at the moment. But if you're going to exit onto Taylor off 85 northbound, you're backed up to around Bell Road. Several light cycles to get up onto Taylor. We've got a lot of traffic 65 northbound out of Montgomery headed to Prattville. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. New Toyotas and Nissans are rolling in at McKinnon Toyota Nissan. Never pay over sticker. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm with Jay Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
He just can't be trusted. Despite the invasion at our border, with deadly drugs and dangerous criminals pouring in, Barry Moore voted with every single Democrat in Congress against finishing Trump's wall. With Barry Moore's vote, the liberals blocked the bill to secure our border and stop the invasion of illegals. Defunding Trump's border wall, Barry Moore betrayed conservatives. Turns out, Barry Moore didn't even want to start Trump's wall and bragged that he would have voted against it. Then, Moore was the only Alabama Republican to vote no on forcing Biden to finish Trump's wall. Donald Trump needs someone to help him, and so do we. But Barry Moore simply cannot be trusted. Deceiving conservatives again, Barry Moore betrayed Trump and Alabama. Conservatives for American Excellence, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ConservativesForAmericanExcellence.com.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on The Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy.
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Fellow patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I asked that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. For by the committee to elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242021, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are getting a little taste of springtime in February, at least through the middle part of the week. Tonight will be increasingly cloudy but mild, overnight low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, probably our first 80-plus degree day of the year with a high temperature up to about 82, becoming breezy, partial sunshine. In fact, we may do it again on Wednesday with a high around 81, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms perhaps by Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, before ending Wednesday night. Then, behind that front, much colder on Leap Day Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Looking for a tractor, excavator, mower, ag implements, or other equipment? Capital Tractor is as close as your smartphone or computer. Find the best deals, financing information, and browse new and used inventory with just a click at CapitalTractor.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Listen up, you animals. It's time to turn off your cell phones. That means no talking.
Hola.
No texting.
What?
No tweeting. And no jibber-jabbering. Comprende? Questions.
Proper greeting for our guest, please.
Good afternoon, Miss Murray.
Miss Murray, the movie maven. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on.
Glad to. By the way, some of the recommendations you've made have really worked out well. I just started watching White Lotus, and that's one of the most originally funny things I've seen in a long time. Although my daughter was kind of shocked. I don't know what to expect in this thing, but my daughter was a little bit shocked when I told her I was watching it. But I'm enjoying it so far.
Oh, my. That's a great one.
The Screen Actors Guild, and they don't really get a lot of attention, but I've always taken what happens there kind of seriously because these are people in the Academy voting. And let's talk about some of the winners and what this may portend for the Oscars a week from Sunday. Because this year I care.
Yeah, I haven't ever paid that much attention to the SAG in the past, but it's true, they do hold a lot of weight in the voting process. And from everything I read about the awards last night, it looks like they've pretty much decided who's going to win the Oscars.
Well, let's talk about this. Rich Thomas and I went to see Oppenheimer together. We walked out of that theater convinced not only that we'd win Best Picture, but that Robert Downey Jr. in particular would get a Best Supporting nomination and win, just like we did with Darkest Hour and Gary Oldman a few years ago. And he was the winner in Best Supporting in a Motion Picture. Oppenheimer, Cillian Murphy with Best Male Lead and Ensemble cast in a Motion Picture, Oppenheimer. It sure looks good for this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It looks like it's gonna take the grand prize.
Now I know you.
I just found out actually that his name is pronounced Killian, which you wouldn't expect by looking at it, but it's like the Boston.
That violates every rule of phonics I've ever learned, and I'm gonna refuse.
It's Irish.
Well, yeah, Celtic, right? Isn't that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
But if Celtic is the correct pronunciation, why is the basketball team the Boston Celtics?
Because they've Americanized it for us idiots over here.
On all the list of awards from the SAG Awards, and I've heard Jay and Rich talk about this, The Bear. Can we get into that one a little bit?
Yeah, but could I go back for 1 second to the lead actress?
Oh, yeah, please.
The only one, there was like a surprise that Lily Gladstone took it at the SAG Awards when everyone expected Emma Stone to win for Poor Things, as we... you and I would like her to.
Yeah.
Because it's still going to be up in the air because she won every other award ceremony this year. So.
Well, now there's another movie I watched on your recommendation, Poor Things. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was brilliantly original, even though it borrowed from real old school movie ideas like Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
She was amazing in that movie. I can't see her not winning.
I have a feeling she'll probably win. They just had to, like, I have not seen Killers of the Flower Moon, so I can't make a judgment about her performance. But
I've seen quite a few segments from Killers of the Flower Moon, and they're not leading me to want to see it. And by the way, speaking of Titanic, Leonardo is getting a little bit that way in his physical appearance, and it kind of shows in what I've seen in this movie. So let's go.
Anyway, we can go back to the Bear.
Yeah, it won for Best Ensemble in a Comedy Series. I wasn't sure if the Bear was a Breaking Bad sort of a drama, but it's a comedy.
It's a comedy, but it has plenty of dramatic moments in it. It's about a guy that comes, he's got a fine dining background, and he comes back to Chicago to help rescue his family's sandwich restaurant.
Now,
after his brother's untimely death.
We see, I don't watch them, but I know of reality shows like Bar Rescue and stuff where somebody, you know, the genius comes in to save a failing bar or a failing restaurant. Is that the focus of the Bear on what they do to save the restaurant, or does it become an interpersonal drama or comedy, rather, I should say?
It's got a lot of heart in it. You really get to love the characters, and like you're rooting for them to succeed. And midway through the rescue of the restaurant, he decides to open this, turn it into a gourmet restaurant. So the entire second season is about him actually realizing his dream of owning and running a gourmet fine dining establishment rather than the beef sandwich shop that it was before.
I think that's kind of cool that this show actually engages the viewer at a point where they start to root for the people in the cast. I like that. And what streaming service is that on? The Bear.
I believe it's on Hulu, and I'm pretty sure Disney Plus has it also.
Okay. And you mentioned when we were texting on our topics for this afternoon that you saw a play at the Cloverdale Playhouse and that it was really, really excellent. Tell us about that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I saw the last show, so I can't recommend anyone go see it, but I saw a play called The Rivals, which was written in 1775. It was first performed and said to have been George Washington's favorite play, although there's no proof of that.
Oh, wait a minute. That's interesting, though, that George Washington had a favorite play. I didn't realize it went back that far. What was your experience like at the club? This kind of makes me feel like a bit of a failure, but I've never been to the Cloverdale Playhouse. I like live theater, and I would like to...
It was my first time there.
I would like to be more supportive. So it was well done.
Oh, it was excellent. It was just absolutely intelligent humor. And, you know, there's an old saying that you can tell how smart someone is by what they laugh at. And I could tell not everybody in the theater was getting all of the jokes in the play.
Uh-huh.
But it's just witty. It's smart. It's like one of these comedy of errors where, you know, nothing is as it appears to be. So you have to kind of like really follow the story closely to make sure you get all the jokes.
Witty and smart. It sounds like you're describing me. Shut up.
I think you would have liked it.
Now, we're planning on doing a in-depth plunge into the Oscar nominees and stuff in the days ahead. I'm looking forward to that. But the SAG Awards were, I think, kind of a spot-on preview. The one thing that's in doubt is best female lead actress, and we'll see how that all plays out. But I'm looking forward to getting into those. And you're going to be with us on Wednesday?
Yes.
All
around
right.
4 o'clock.
All righty. We will look forward to that.
Great.
And thanks for the chat today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. See you later.
All righty. That's Miss Murray, the movie maven. Hey, Jeb, she deserves some encouragement, too.
Please clap.
So I'm looking for an Oppenheimer sweep. Best picture. Best lead actor. He was good. You know, an Irish guy playing a Jewish physicist. He pulled it off. He really, really pulled it off. He had the... I've seen Oppenheimer played by other people. The only casting that I did not care for in Oppenheimer was the guy they picked to play Albert Einstein, because he looked cranky and mean. And Einstein, I've never seen a picture of him where he looked like he had an edge to him, you know?
Yeah.
He always had that, I'm brilliant, but I still smile, you know, kind of thing going on. Didn't take himself too seriously. Alrighty, it is 5:45. There's a place on the boulevard that since 1969 has been serving the flooring needs of the river region and areas beyond us. Literally the entire state and 7 other states. Come to Georgia Floors Direct. Selection, price. wholesale price. They save you time, they save you money. And it is one of the best staffs in any home decor service that you will ever run into. It is, I even said this, I don't encourage it for obvious reasons, but if you were really in a bad mood, if you walked into Georgia Floors Direct and just got to meet a couple of those people, you'd walk out being happier because they're that good. Customer service is what it's all about. It's a template created by the new owner of Georgia Floors Direct, Jeff Mallinson, when he was first hired on as sales manager 25 years ago. And he's found people that carry on that torch so perfectly. Selection beyond any doubt, the best here. And as I mentioned, seven other states come to Georgia Floors Direct to find the right inventory, construction on new homes and so forth, or people who are remodeling. Their reputation is amazing, far beyond the River Region. But when it comes to local service, they have their own installers. When you pick out a tile, carpet, laminate, hardwood, whatever you need, luxury vinyl plank, window blinds, marble kitchen countertops, it's installed by their people. So they're behind everything they do 100%. Qualified customers can do 12 months good as cash. That's Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Let's get your local Blue Water news. And by the way, thanks to all the folks who have been praying for Sky Mosley and his wife. And everything seems to be moving in the right direction. But please keep prayers coming because he's a really good guy. And we want everything to work out well. 547.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Alabama lawmakers have begun looking for ways to protect in vitro fertilization services after a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children under existing state law. Three providers have paused services in the wake of the ruling, including UAB Hospital in Birmingham. Hyundai is recalling nearly 92,000 Genesis models due to a fire risk. The recall includes certain 2015 through 2019 G70, 80, and 90 Genesis models. Water could enter the starter solenoid, which can spark a fire in the engine compartment while the car is parked or being driven. Dealers will make repairs for free. AT&T is offering compensation to those who were affected by the cellular outage last week. The company will be automatically applying a credit for the average cost of a full day of service to customer accounts. The company said 70,000 outages were reported. The exact cause of the problem is not yet known. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at your workplace? Call me, Johnny Adams, Alabama's personal injury attorney. There's no fee until we win your case.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Well, on a Monday afternoon, we are not looking too bad on 85 northbound this afternoon. Light to moderate traffic there, and a lot of the congestion for the Taylor Road exit is out of the way. If you're headed out that way, should get you right up onto Taylor Road fairly quickly. Now 65 northbound out of Montgomery, light to moderate traffic there. 231 to Wetumpka, we're looking good there, as well as the boulevards, light to moderate. No major problems anywhere at the moment. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Midterm B classes start March 5th at Trenum State. Your future's bright. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109. on.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Hey there, River Region area. It's time to tackle those resolutions and make sure your home or business is in tip-top shape. And for all your electrical needs, there's one name you can trust, Dawson Electric. Whether you're planning a remodel, constructing a new home, or require service for your existing electrical systems, Dawson Electric has got you covered. Need emergency generators installed? Looking to enhance your outdoor space with stunning landscape lighting? Dawson Electric is the answer. We do it all, for homes and commercial spaces alike. For more information, you can find us on Facebook. Search for Dawson Electric Company, LLC. Hit the like button and stay connected with us. We're happy to speak with you at any time. Just call 334-270-8024. Say it with me. That's 334-270-8024. For all your electrical service needs for home or business, call us at Dawson Electric. Dawson Electric, lighting up your world.
Don't settle for what Uncle Sam wants to give you. Get to Toyota of Montgomery today, where we'll double your tax refund. This month only, Toyota of Montgomery will double your money. If you have a $1,000 refund, we'll double it to $2,000. $2,000 is now $4,000. $5,000 is now up to $10,000. It gets even better, because Toyota of Montgomery has incredible incentives on our new inventory, like the new 2024 Toyota Camry LE, now only $299 a month. Or the best-selling new 2024 RAV4 LE, it's only $349 a month. That's double your refund money up to $10,000 plus save on new Toyotas and more for your trade. Get to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Dealer will match tax refund up to $5,000 in form of dealer discount off TSRP. Example, 2024 Toyota Sequoia Hybrid Capstone 4-wheel drive in transit vehicle. TSRP 84,172. Camry MSRP 30,958. RAV4 MSRP 28,214. 12,000 miles per year for 39 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit on sealed new Toyota purchases. Select new Toyota purchases plus taxes, tag, title, and $999.P. Offers end 2/29/2020.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's about to get real, baby. I know what love means to you.
The party is through, it's just me and you. Everyone has left our home. Girl, we're finally alone. Wave goodbye to the guests. You know what's next. I understand. We'll light your fire. We've been married 20 years. I know what you want, my dear. I'll go get the vacuum and take it from here. I'll clean up for you like you want me to. You see, turn off all the lights in a VOI night. Lock the doors for you. Sweep the floor for you. And I'll put down the kids so you don't have. Turn off all the lights. And I'll be your wild night.
but we, how about this? We let her pick some of her favorite bits to play.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
I knew you'd be excited about that idea. Let's talk about your car and who takes care of it. You may not have anybody, but I'll tell you, there's a little peace of mind in knowing exactly where to take your car when it's due for service, or you need tires, or the check engine light comes on, and that's Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. He's got really great technicians at all three locations, each one stocked with wholesale priced name brand tires, and they take your excuses away. Whatever you, I don't have time, or I gotta go to work, whatever it is. They just, look, you need to ride back to your office or your house, just let us know and we'll get you there and get you back with your car later when the work is complete. And of course, they have comfortable waiting rooms, so if you just make an appointment to bring your car in for the basics, what we call the works, oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection on brakes, and more. As a matter of fact, the safety inspection on brakes turned up some serious issues with Mrs. Britterbuttle's car, so I had them redone in time for a long trip. So don't delay. At least every 5,000 miles, have them do a look over so you don't have to have your car towed in. Again, three locations, high atop Mount Duncan and Millbrook, overlooking Prattville and Deetsville, and even Slapout on a clear day. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Look for them on Facebook.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C., to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service.